At the Olympics today, Australian swimmer Ian Thorpe won the 200-meter freestyle. He beat, among others, American Michael Phelps, who took the bronze. The loss ends Phelps' quest to tie the record of Mark Spitz, who won 7 gold medals in 1 year. NPR's Tom Goldman has the story from Athens.
4 lanes, 4 swimmers. They would churn through the water for less than 2 minutes, and the end would tell us a lot about swimming's pecking order.
The roar is reverberating around the aquatic center, and who's going to get the early marker here? Is it going to be Phelps in 3, Hackett in 2, Van den Hoogenband in 4, or Thorpe in 5, Paul Palmer?
Defending Olympic champion Peter van den Hoogenband was there, as was top Australian Grant Hackett. But really, this was about Ian Thorpe and Michael Phelps. Thorpe, the swimming star of the Sydney Games 4 years ago, was almost an afterthought in the face of the Michael Phelps media blitz. Phelps came into the Games with an enormous goal to break Mark Spitz's record and win 8 gold medals. At the start of the 200, the goal had been readjusted because of a bronze medal the night before. Phelps still could tie Spitz, but he had to win all the rest of his races. He settled into third place early in the 200 and never improved. Thorpe and van den Hoogenband fought to the finish.
It's Thorpe for gold in the 200 meters freestyle. And of course, it's a fantastic time, 144.71. Not a world record, but an Olympic record. And I've never seen so much delight on the face of Ian Thorpe.
Thorpe's broad smile, the fist thrust into the air, spoke volumes. On the medal stand, Phelps graciously accepted his bronze. But as he left the pool deck, you knew what was coming. One of the first wire reports said this: Michael Phelps's quest for 7 gold medals ended, doomed by another bronze. Mike Moran has seen it before. In 24 years working for the U.S. Olympic Committee, he saw many athletes facing near impossible expectations, not living up to them, and then dealing with the notion that they'd failed. But Moran says today's Olympic athletes are better prepared for the media marketing onslaught that helps create the expectations.
The athletes are amazingly aware of this kind of thing, much more than I think the public realizes. They have sports psychology, they have coaches that are savvy in that area.
Moran thinks Michael Phelps will be able to deal with the headlines, the endless questions about not winning 8 and not getting the $1 million bonus offered by a swimsuit company. Phelps gave a glimpse, perhaps, less than an hour after the 200. He walked back out to the pool and qualified for the finals of tomorrow's 200-meter butterfly. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Athens.